I've had that freaking what's that song stuck in my head? It's like Radioactive.
Oh, that's what? It.
Radioactive.
But... Yeah, that's the song.
Yeah, imagine dragging these nuts across your chin.
Oh my god! my sister did that to me the other day.
Oh my god, dude, that was good.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. We're back after like 6 months, 6.5 months. We've been busy. Life's hectic. 2021 is shit, and here we are back. Today, I have with you guys Chris, Kage, and Jake.
Do you know my last name?
Jake?
Yeah.
I know your last name. Do you want me to say your last name?
No, it's all right. Okay,
you're going to get doxed, dude.
Good. I'll give out my pin.
You've already given out 13 reasons why. They're going to find you.
Oh, God. I just got...
You know, anytime we start on these podcasts, I always forget if we're saying, like, hi in between, like, you know?
I mean, if you guys want to do that, we can do that. I just, I'm just like, hey, so this is who's here, and then you guys can, like, introduce yourselves or whatever. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they know me already, if not.
It's sad because we've been doing this for 3 years, and we still have no structure. From now on, every time, I'm going to say your name, and then you can introduce yourself, and then we'll keep moving.
All
right. Hey, I'm Jake. Right.
Oh, cool. Okay. So today we have a bunch of topics to talk about.
Do we want to do the intro?
Yeah, do the intro. Hit us.
I know, you see, somehow the world will change for me and be so wonderful.
What song is that?
I think it's from Friends.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys, speaking of Friends, did you guys see, you guys have HBO Max? They did that whole Friends reunited episode or reunion. Yeah,
I saw the James Corden sketch with him.
I was a fan of the original show, but I wasn't too much of a fan to pay an extra subscription to watch it.
Yeah. True. What about iCarly 2?
No,
nope. Oh, for Paramount. Yeah.
I don't know. I just that. Again, that's they're just making like excuses for you to keep paying for other fucking services.
Well, and there's no Gibby.
The only reason I got HBO Max was for Godzilla versus Kong, you know. And then they have a bunch of other stuff. They have a bunch of DC of the animated movies on there and the old shows. And I actually like it. They have Static Shock, dude. I remember Static Shock as a kid. And
Static Shock is the best.
Oh yeah. So it's a lot of good old shows on there for me. That's why I have it. But I mean, I have what, Netflix, HBO Max, Hulu, I pay for YouTube Red.
You have
Funimation, like, Crunchyroll. I'm like, oh, that's it. No more paying for anything else now.
No, there's too many.
Yeah.
Fucking even Spotify and shit. You know, it's
too much.
I have a student discount for that, even though I'm done with college. Like, I'm just not going to attend anymore.
You still have?
I still have the discount, yeah. Because I haven't quit college yet. So after this semester, I'll officially quit, but I can still stay within the college and still get that student discount. So I don't take advantage of that.
And just to quickly talk about that, the like all the reboots now and stuff with iCarly. Why the fuck isn't Gibby back?
I think I read an article where he just didn't like the role and the stigma around his role, and it kind of like scarred his childhood. I could be wrong.
I could see that though. Honestly, I really could. Yeah. Being that kid who always took off his shirt, goes like, "Oh, I'm Gibby." It's like, what the fuck?
Because he was chubby. Yeah, I get that.
Everyone, I didn't even think of him like that. I just love Gibby.
Gibby was that weird character. You know? He was funny because he didn't make sense, but yeah, I felt like he was the most confident about his body throughout the whole series. Like.
Yeah, especially I was a chubby kid growing up too, and it was just like nice to like have like Gibby.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because
Everyone liked Gibby, like on the show, like everyone's like, "Dude, it's Gibby."
Yeah.
Which also, by the way, he does YouTube videos. He has his own channel now, like where he just uploads like weird sketches and stuff, and they're actually really funny. Like he edits them and everything by himself.
Oh, wow.
Really,
what's it called?
I don't know, but I'll look it up, and then you know, like once I find it, I'll mention it. But also, Jeanette McCurdy didn't come back either because she didn't.
Yeah,
she just didn't like acting, and you know they.
She did
like the whole acting experience, especially with all of the kind of emotional and mental abuse from the main Dan Schneider. Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
Jeanette McCurdy.
Oh, she played Sam, right?
Yeah.
She was abused by who?
It wasn't like
I think it was sexual, physical, and mental. Sure.
I mean, wasn't yeah, and then like all the, there was the whole thing about like foot stuff and everything, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, Schneider is a pedo.
And she was just doing it to help her mom, but I believe her mom passed away, so she stopped acting. Yeah, definitely sad circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, you change. Okay, so his channel's called Sad World.
YouTube. Sad World?
Yeah, it's called Sad World. He does, like, these, like, bits and, like, it's kind of, like, in the vein of, like, iDubbbz and stuff like that. Actually, he just did a video with iDubbbz. Look at that.
Oh, well, what the hell?
This is weird. Pretty funny.
He has 255,000 subscribers. That's not bad.
I went to E3.
Oh, he did. That's cool. I only see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 videos.
Oh, my God. Literally 4 comments down and someone was – I hate the internet. Someone was already making fun of him.
What'd they say?
Gibby's hairline goes further back than my ancestry.
That's
not the worst I've heard about receding hairline. I've heard really bad receding hair.
It's the 20s to the 30s. Well, it really
that's
is.
That's also an interesting topic, like male baldness. Because some people like own it, and you know, like there's Jason Statham and The Rock, and
Stone Cold.
Because
they're also exactly like they're ripped or they have beards.
Yeah.
But it's very rare when you see a guy without hair and without a beard. It's one or the other always.
I know, but there's always beauty standards for men. You know,
Jason Statham didn't always have the beard though. In his younger years, you could definitely see him without it. But of course, it's not
something that he can control either. I think when people make fun of someone for something they can't control, it's just like, well, that's just, you know, it's kind of uncalled for because it's not like they can control it. It's like,
yeah,
hey, shout out to
when
hats,
someone says to hats.
Yeah, hats. I never liked hats, but now I love hats.
I think that hats actually contribute to like baldness because I've noticed that's that a lot of guys who
I think it's like survivor bias. It's like, it's not that the hat causes baldness. It's that everyone that's bald covers it up with a hat. So you see a lot of people with hats because...
I don't know. It's just that I've noticed that a lot of guys who wore hats when they were younger, when they're older, they happen to be bald, like just up top where the hat usually goes. And speaking to that too, the other day I was watching an interview, like it was Conan and Seth Rogen was on there. Yes. And I was noticing that Seth Rogen's going bald where he wears a yarmulke.
That's a common spot for men's balding, though.
I mean, I get that, but also at the same time, like, I can't help but notice that there's like kind of a relation there. Like, I don't know if it is directly influenced by it, but it seems to me like there's kind of a pattern.
Yeah, I still believe that it's just because it's common because they're trying to cover it up.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I suppose.
I don't know. I'm not
there's a hair. Whole, I feel like there's like, a whole lot of shame, which
like
I think
it starts, shame and then they if start you're losing your hair, up,
your hair
and yeah, covering it up, it becomes more of a problem.
I think so.
Hopefully, it'll just be fixed. I'm just hoping technology, you know, down the line.
Well, there's hair implants. I mean, you guys remember The Office with is it Steve Carell? He had hair implants. I mean, you could see it.
He has hair implants because he was going bald like the first season. Then season two, he had a full head of hair.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I'm just saying, if Jeff Bezos can't afford to fix his hairline, then none of us can. Like,
Jeff Bezos is going to space. I mean, have you seen his spaceship? It looks like he's
a freaking Bond villain, dude. He doesn't need hair.
Yeah,
he's Dr. Evil. I see him the best as Dr. Evil.
yeah, but again, like just making fun of someone for something they can't control. Like when someone's like, "Oh, she has small titties," it's like, "What do you want? That's how she was born. What do you want?" Or like when they're like, "Oh, well, that dude's 5'4", it's like, "Okay, he can't control it.
Control genetics. Otherwise, if we could, everybody would be
I think
their
that,
ideal image." Yeah.
As a society, we've like agreed that like, "Oh yeah." Like,
oh Jesus Christ, my audio is going to crap again.
A widespread thing. If you make fun of things.
No, I think I'm getting that audio too. I think that's on Leo's side.
Is it Leo? Okay. The audio where it gets terrible, like your voice is just cracking up. I think it's coming from you, man.
Yeah, it's a little staticky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Oh god.
What about you? What about you, Chris? How do you sound?
You all sound like robots.
Oh jeez. Oh, that's bad.
We all do.
It might just be the signal.
You all do, but Leo sounds the most like a robot.
See, Jacob and Chris sound fine for me. Leo sounds the worst.
I sound the worst?
Hello?
What's up, me?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, so what do you guys think about, like, the Disney shows that have been going on right now for the Marvel?
So I definitely can see with WandaVision how they're setting up the movie with Doctor Strange, you know, with Scarlet Witch and everything. After, I'm not sure, did everyone finish? I know you finished, Leo, and you finished it too, Jacob. What about you, Chris? Did you finish WandaVision or ever watch?
Yeah, I finished all of WandaVision, but I did not finish. I'm on episode 5 of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and then, yeah, and then I'll start Loki after that.
Okay.
I also found out that there's only going to be 6 episodes of Loki. I didn't know that, so I guess we're.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Oh,
that's a little bit disappointing.
I mean,
it's not just come out with like a movie, you know, instead.
I don't know. It's not disappointing to me. I just think like I didn't know what to expect because they're not like telling us how many there will be.
That's true.
I feel like they open up like a whole new like universe like within. I mean, I've only seen episode 1, so I don't even. There's just so much to do with that.
You're totally right, dude. I mean, the fact they go from movies to this 6-episode TV series, they're doing phenomenally well. I mean, they're expanding their universe far better than DC movies could ever hope to do. Like, DC probably never reach what they have done, ever.
And it's true because they already have, like, a decade ahead of them. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They literally cannot catch up.
Did you guys see the Snyder Cut of...
Yes, I did. They should have done it. And here's my opinion on it. They should have done it in 2 parts and definitely have charged you for it. Because the first movie of, you know, Dawn of Justice, whatever they called it, didn't make sense of the scenes. No. That's what bothered me. But after watching the Snyder Cut that's like 4 hours long, I could see them do it 2 things. 1, it actually makes sense. 2, do it in 2 parts and make your money there. You know, like they should have done. Yeah. Like Titanic was like what, 2 or 3 parts or something like that.
Was it
Titanic?
Wasn't that one whole part?
Wasn't it
one? I thought it was a whole movie.
I
know they money grabbed on The Hobbit.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, they should have done like The Hobbit or like the Lord of the Rings series. You know,
like Harry Potter or the last.
I'm not mad at it because
and then
Hunger Games too.
Twilight too.
Twilight was like what, 4 or 5 movies?
Yeah, but there are 4 books.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I guess I was saying, you know, they should have done it in parts and they would have definitely gotten their money there.
Yeah, because the last movie was split into 2. They did Breaking Dawn Part 1 and Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Oh, yeah, even like Harry Potter, like I think the 8th movie was in 2 parts or something like that.
Yeah.
Well,
like, everyone's already coming along. We don't need to have the story make sense. We just need money.
Exactly. Yeah, they should have done it. They would have gotten their money that way, in my opinion.
Just capitalize on everything, and then you'll make money.
Stonks.
Fast and Furious writers. Okay. So WandaVision. I actually really loved WandaVision. I thought it was the best one.
Me too.
Because I was like personally like invested in in both their relationship, and also just like, crazy like shit going on.
Yes.
A lot of genres mixed in that I really enjoy. So, like, for me, WandaVision was the best one. I stayed up till midnight every day, every Friday, to watch them. Not only because I didn't have a job then, so it's like I could, but also because like I just really wanted to. And I also didn't want anything to get spoiled for me because sometimes when I log into, like, Instagram, I'll see, like, 1 or 2 posts that's like, spoiler warning, and I'm like, oh, gotta dodge.
Yeah. See, I was different because I haven't really been on social media ever since I was working at that vet because I was working like fucking 12-hour days. Mm-hmm. But so I just binge watched it all after it all came out. And that was my favorite one by far just because it had like everything that I liked since I was a child. Like, you know, when you're a kid, well, in my family, we watched a lot of soap operas. Is that what that's called in English?
Yeah,
soap operas, yeah.
Yeah, so we watched a lot of soap operas, and it was kind of like that feel, like the goofy soap opera thing, like a telenovela. Yeah, So basically, I liked it because of that reason. But Tyler and Courtney also, like, I asked them how they felt about it, and they're like, well, I kind of liked it, but it wasn't, like, my type of TV, which I totally get, because not a lot of people actually like soap operas, so.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
No, I did like it, too, because, you know, as he said, it grabbed a lot of influence from a lot of older TV shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they used that in, like, each and every episode. You could see what they grabbed from. I think one of my favorite things is, like, their little reference to Malcolm in the Middle. I love Malcolm in the Middle. I still do. It's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
And I think they did pretty well of just, like, oh, it's this happy kind of, like, soap opera thing we're going on. And but in reality, I was like, no, she's holding us hostage. Please help us out. I was like, oh, shit. There's some serious shit going on in the back.
Yeah. No, it was definitely like a lot of good contrast, because there was moments where, like, you know, it was, like, really heartfelt. Like when Vision and Wanda were watching the show and she was talking about, like, her brother dying and he was, like, trying to console her. And then immediately jump right back into, like, she is holding this hound hostage and we got to figure that out. It was
How do you guys feel about, like, the ending, though?
The ending was interesting because it's, like, you're definitely going to see her power expand, like, because in the comics, you know.
Because exactly, it's also she got a hold of the Darkhold, and now she's going to read it, and she's going to unlock her, like, ultimate potential.
My question
was that in the background you can hear her children, like, calling out to her, and she, like, looked up at the last second.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to do it like in the comics and make them real.
Oh yeah, are you thinking like House of M? Because House of M was crazy. Like that this was where, like, she just yells, "No more mutants!" and just overwrites everything was crazy.
I think she's gonna do some crazy shit where either she's gonna create the mutants or the mutants are gonna come from the multiverse. I don't know, but she's definitely gonna do something.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was funny when that she recasted her brother. You know, it's the guy Fox or whatever. Fox
Dude, Stadium. I was losing my mind when I saw that. I was
like, I laughed so hard. Like, oh my god, it's him.
I'm just afraid, like, they already have a problem of, like, nerfing characters or, like, having Carol Danvers, like, leave for an entire movie just so they can have, like, somewhat of a fight or, like, a challenge.
Well, I don't want to feel like Naruto
and then not that popular. Nerf
him. The thing is, well, yeah, she's also cool, she's not that popular right now. But also, like, literally any single one of those characters could kill Thanos in, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, like Wanda.
Drax.
Okay, well, here's the thing, Leo. Here's the thing, though. Not really.
I think about him
in the movies or the comics. Is in the comics.
I'm talking powerful. Comics.
Because in the comics, Thanos is the only one besides Reed Richards who can fully use the power of the Infinity Stones. I mean, he survived.
Well, no, I know that, but at the same time, every single character in that movie has killed Thanos. Spider-Man has killed Thanos. Fucking Ant-Man has killed Thanos. Iron Man has killed Thanos.
How did he do that one?
They've all killed Thanos, including...
Only in fan fiction has he killed him, Leo. Remember.
No, they've all killed Thanos, dude. Especially Drax. Drax's whole creation purpose is to kill Drax, and he does it. Yeah, in the comics. He's literally created to destroy Thanos. He's called Drax the Destroyer because he needs to kill Thanos. So him alone could do it. But in the movie, he's just like a little dummy who's like, yeah, I'm going to stab. And I get that. I know that they need to make it interesting, and that's why a lot of the characters' powers are nerfed so that you can actually have a movie. Otherwise, it would be over in 5 minutes.
It's just like, it's crazy like watching them like in their own like standalone movies where they're just like, amazing, and then they bring them into the group movie and then they don't do much.
Yeah. Well, also, like, you have to, you know, even it out. Like, everyone has to have their moments to shine, so I understand. It's a movie. You have to make each character count. Otherwise, why are they there for?
True. It's just an unfortunate part of that form of media.
Yeah. It's the bad thing about making movies is, like, everyone has to be in the movie. I think WandaVision was really good. What do you guys think about Falcon and Winter Soldier?
I really like it so far.
I really liked it. Right? Yeah, there's only six.
Okay, so I don't want to spoil ending. For Crystal. For Chris,
the end.
The end. I mean, do you know a little bit about it or?
Well, I'm up to... Fuck.
I mean, it should be obvious that, you know, Sam does become the next Captain America, right? You do know that. That's like...
Right, yeah, because Sam just got the shield back and he just beat the shit out of the fucking chipmunk.
Yeah.
Paul Walker. No, not Paul Walker. John
Walker. He beats
Walker.
The crap out of the chipmunk, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. So Sam beat the fuck out of a chipmunk named Leo? Paul Walker.
Yeah, there we go.
Paul Walker died years ago.
It's okay. Influence.
I just think that's funny. Like, we should do a segment called Chris Remembers Things, and then just have you like explain something, and just whatever it is, that's what it is now.
Yeah. But Falcon and Winter Soldier, I really loved it.
Yeah.
How many episodes did it end up being? Was it six?
It's six.
Six episodes.
That's why I'm fine with Loki being six, because it'll be the same as Falcon and Winter Soldier. They were both like, you know, their episodes.
Yeah, but WandaVision had like what, 8 episodes?
9.
They had 9. Jesus.
But
like 7 or 8.
But the episodes were shorter. Like, the first three are like 30 minutes, and then the other ones are only like 40 to 45. None of them were ever like an hour long.
The only problem I have with like Falcon and the Winter Soldier is I wish that they were supposed to have, I think, 8 episodes, and they really expand on like the motive of the what's they're called? The Flag Smashers? They really expand on that motive, because like in the show, I do not like care about, like, I don't feel for them. I don't care about the motive. Like, I kind of do when they show like the sick and whatnot, but like I heard there was supposed to be a whole nother 2 episodes where they were supposed to really dive into like the pandemic that was going on, why her like grandma was sick or whoever it was, but because of COVID they like cut it out because it was too similar.
I think
that makes sense. I get that.
I cared about them a little bit. It's like, yeah, you know, you saw them, they cared for the poor, they cared for the sick, they had their own like little community thing. But you could definitely see the group leader just kind of spiraling away for her ambitions.
Yeah.
You know, like her thirst for power and all that. And I think that was okay for me, because you're right, I didn't care much about the Flag Smashers in general.
Yeah, I wish I could have seen more and like see that development of.
I think also like I remember they interviewed Kevin and they were like, how long is it going to be? He's like, it's 6 hours because that's all it needs to be. And whatever, but to me, the Flag Smashers, I didn't care about them either, because I had looked up, like, you know, just weird Captain America villains from the comics, and found the dude whose name was Flag Smasher. It was just one dude. It was just one dude who was a villain. His name was Flag Smasher, and then I guess his name was like Carl or something like that, and so they made her Carly, made her his daughter. And then they made the Flag Smasher just like the group name, the Flag Smashers. So I like that they like, you know, took one thing and just made like a whole big other thing to like, you know, like a bigger threat. Yeah. But at the same time, I feel like she was really dragging them down because they had a motive and she just kept like fucking them at any single moment she could.
That's why, like, if they went into like the sickness and the pandemic, it would like show why it like got bogged down and stuff like that. But.
Yeah, but like also, but, like, they were like, all right, we just need to do this, we need to get this and go, and she's like, I blew up 14 people.
It's
like, which is fair, like violence is like the most effective way, unfortunately, to get a message across and get like
I get where she was coming from, but also I understand that like her people were like, no, we need to do this like the passive way, we'll get our point across and stuff, and she was like, nah, we'll kill. It really dumb.
It's just like an underwriting, I think, of like just the social justice like movement of like back with like Malcolm X versus MLK's like ideologies. Because like that's kind of like the whole theme of like, do we choose violence to get our message across, or do we take like more of a passive approach? And
yeah, I get you.
I could definitely see that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe if they were trying to do that, it worked. If they weren't, it also worked. I think it was fine. I really like Falcon and Winter Soldier. I just liked like Sam's arc, and then like meeting his family and all of the struggles that he was going through, and then the bullshit part where he was trying to get like a loan from the bank, and they're like, sorry, you have no proof of income for 5 years. He's like, boo, I was dead. And they're like,
sorry. That's kind of got to me. Like, the whole thing, I was snapped away by Thanos, bro. What the fuck do you expect?
Yeah, like, it's so true. The fucking government would
Yeah, especially like working in a bank for you, Leo. Oh, yeah. You know, you would be like,
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think, you know, making fun of the whole scene and everything, I just think, you know, I just remember he tries to make it also about a race issue, you know, like you got to look presentable because you're black. You have to be on time. You have to look good. You got to be there early. Try to bribe him with something good.
Yeah. I think, and I think they did
like, you don't have anything reasonable to give you money for. It's like, I was blipped, bro. What do you expect?
Yeah. Like I really like what they were doing with like Sam stuff and like all the racial stuff. I think they did a good job because it wasn't overbearing, but it was also strong enough to get the point across.
I thought it was kind of for that one Katie quote. I'm like, oh hey, you're the Black Falcon. I'm like, why am
it's
I the
Black Falcon?
It's Falcon. It's like, what'd I call you, a black kid? It was like, no, see? Like,
damn it. Yeah. No, that's there. Good. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. And then later on, they like made a reference to it again when he was like, it's Black Falcon. He's like, no, that's Captain America. And I was like,
oh, when I saw him in that Captain America suit, I was so happy.
I don't know when that is.
Oof. You'll see it later. Okay, no, it's fine. That was my bad. I forgot. Wait. Overall.
He's going to be Captain America. He has his own suit. But you know what I think about it?
the other Captain America?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's not Captain America.
Once you finish the show, like once you watch the last episode, we can like re-talk about it from your perspective, because I think the last episode is like insane.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I remember the character in the comics. He doesn't go with Captain America. He's a agent of the government, and I forgot what they call him in the series.
He's U.S. agent.
There we go. He's U.S. agent. So he will never be Captain America. He'll just be U.S. agent.
Yeah. She'll get to it. It's great. Okay. We're gonna move on just to avoid more spoilers so we don't ruin it for her. What movies are you guys excited to come that are coming out? Because like we have quite a few movies coming out soon.
In the Heights is out. I want to watch it.
I saw that one. In the Heights.
Yeah.
What's in the Heights?
It's adapted off the musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's basically just a an area in New York City. What do they call it? It's not a full on borough, but like a precinct, something in New York City. Puerto Ricans, and it just goes off the story of like.
I remember now that's it's all dancing and music, right?
Yeah,
it's a musical.
Yeah. I never liked stuff like that. I can never get into stuff like that at all.
I like musicals, and that one looked interesting. So, but I just don't know enough about it. But I would like to see it, like when it comes out on Redbox.
Yeah, it's just cool because it's like what would happen like with I think it's like a lottery ticket. They win $96,000 and how it changed their lives and like I don't know.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
I kind of want to see that.
Yeah,
it's on HBO Max. If you have,
I only know the first song from like the actual musical, and like it's good.
Good.
I did hear positive things about it. I mean, I heard it's fantastic, but like I said, I can't stand musicals. It's just not appealing to me whatsoever.
That's fair. It's definitely you have to be into that.
It's an acquired taste. Which actually, to the point of we were talking about WandaVision earlier. I know, but. My parents are not like the biggest Marvel fans either. Like they'll watch them every now and then. Like they don't watch all of them, and they also like criticize them whenever we're watching them. but with WandaVision, with WandaVision, like they actually like watched it and really enjoyed it, and I was very surprised.
My mom literally loved it so much.
Yeah, because like literally every time I get them to like watch something Marvel, and they're like, oh, it's shit, and then they'll like be like. And this time they were actually like enjoying it and they liked it. And I was like, holy shit. Nice. WandaVision's superior.
That's great. Well, the only reason, like my mom hates all Marvel stuff. The only reason she watches Thor is because of
Chris Hemsworth.
And then she saw like a Loki ad and she's like, let's watch that because Tom Hiddleston. Yeah. So we're watching Loki together now.
That's why Loki keeps coming back because everyone likes Loki.
Did you hear how popular it is? Like three episodes out and it's insanely more popular than the other series.
It's because he's hot.
No, and also it's like when people
Wilson's
heard
hot
it
too. Come on.
Yeah. when people heard that there were gonna be like Marvel shows, people were like skeptical and they're like, oh, they're not gonna be as good as the movies and stuff like that. And then after WandaVision came out, people were like, okay, so these are like legit. And then so that was like the most popular one in the world. And then Falcon and Winter Soldier came out, and that one got more popular. And then now Loki's even more popular because I think more people, like, also more people have Disney Plus now than they did back earlier in the year. Because
these shows are coming out, and it's like finally like starting to become worth it.
Now they have a reason to do it. Exactly.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, when you have the same producers and writers from the movie series plus the same resources, of course, it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. You think they're going to be cheap on those? No, they're not going to be cheap on those whatsoever.
Yeah, as long as Kevin is like he's there, it's going to be fine. Kevin,
he's doing fantastic. I mean, you know what I love? I'm not sure if you guys have seen it, but the Bad Batch from the Star Wars.
I have not seen it yet. No, no,
that's pretty good. I love it right now. I really do like it a lot. I think it's.
Fantastic. I really like Mandalorian.
Mandalorian was great.
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely have to talk when it comes closer to the second season coming out about like what they're going to do. Or third season, whatever it is.
Oh, they're going to be doing Book of Boba, remember?
I don't know if they're making a new season, because I heard that they weren't, so I don't know what – I don't know anymore.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of sad that, like, okay, if the Mandalorian story is finished, I'm kind of a little bit sad about that, because I do want to see what he does after, but I'm excited.
Yeah, I want, like, an actual closure.
Yeah, because, you know, Mandalorian – because we're going to finally see Boba Fett be badass. I mean, Boba Fett and Jango Fett have always been badass. It's just you've never actually seen it. Besides the animated series or maybe comics. And they give the whole excuse of, okay, why did he film the Sarlacc pit? He was drunk off his ass, that's why.
Yeah. Was he? That's funny.
Yeah, that's the whole reason. They say he was drunk. He was getting wasted at Jabba's party. So he was completely out of it. He was in no condition to fight. That's their reason why he wasn't badass in the movies. He was partying, man.
All right. Any other movies you guys are excited to? I mean, besides like, you know, the Marvel movies are coming out. Any other movies you guys are excited about?
I think the only one that I'm actually really excited to go see is A Quiet Place 2. And that's just because I really enjoyed the first one because I watched it right after I was finished with my first American Sign Language class. And I could actually like understand a lot of it. Yeah.
That's cool.
Which is really like just a fun experience. So I really am excited to go watch the second one.
F9, I definitely want to see that one just because we all know how ridiculous the series have gotten. I watched them all so far. Might as watch F9. My favorite will always be Tokyo Drift. But you know,
those movies piss me off.
The whole scene of Dom when he's driving off the cliff and he fucking just like he counts on that bridge, that little stump, whatever that's left over, to latch onto his wheel bearing, and he just goes for it like around the cliff. I just remember thinking, what absolute fuckery is this? Like complete bullshit.
I love that.
What the fuck?
I've seen so a dumb. Lot of the reviews on movies. It, and I think they're so hilarious.
I know, right? I think I want to see because I expect to laugh.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I see it almost like Twilight, and I love Twilight, which is hilarious. There's just something about it that's so fucking funny that I love. Because, like, they act like actual high schoolers. They're so awkward and annoying.
Family.
It's just so stupid, yeah. So, like, both movies are just super funny in their own way. But they're also, like, they're just good. They're funny.
They're good. They're good. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm looking at, like movies coming out. There's Black Widow. Obviously, Boss Baby. Everyone's going to watch that. The new one.
Shut the fuck up.
Space Jam. New Space Jam.
New Space Jam.
Jungle Cruise. Suicide Squad, new one.
Yeah, the Suicide Squad.
Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds and Taika Waititi.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Candyman.
Paw Patrol Candyman. The movie.
Nope.
Paw Patrol the movie.
Paw Patrol the movie.
Actually, Hotel Transylvania. No, here's the thing. I might actually go see the Paw Patrol movie because when I was working at Doug Beer Camp and like me and my entire family would all be gone from the house for like 6 hours at a time. And Neo would be in the house, and he'd be bored. So I would just turn on the TV, and most of the time, Paw Patrol would just turn on. Yes. So I would come home from work. I'd be the first one home from work, and I just see him sitting on the couch, staring at the goddamn TV, because they're dogs. And I'm like, hello? And then he, like, sees me, and he starts wagging his tail, and then he, like, notices me. But I thought it was just so funny that he loved it so much. So I might actually go watch it because I do take Neo to go watch movies with me everywhere.
Is that your dog in?
Yeah. He's an animal service or emotional service support. God damn it, I'm really high.
Well, on November 5th, Clifford the Big Red Dog, the movie is coming out.
Really? Oh, I might actually go see that just for me.
Yeah. And then the Ghostbusters movie, Top Gun Maverick.
I've been excited for that. Yeah.
West Side Story is going to be good. Spider-Man No Way Home.
Downtown. Oh, yeah.
Matrix 4. Oh, my God. There's a lot. 4? Everything's just been... I got to get a membership to some sort of... Or a credit card that gives money back for movies.
I wish that they had that. No, I wish that they had that because I think like 5 years back, they had a like pass that you spent like $20 a month for a membership and you can watch one movie a day with that pass, which was awesome. Yeah, and I wanted that. Yeah. Except at the time, so I didn't have enough money for it. Huh. Yeah. They were losing a lot of money for it.
Yeah. And then I quickly wanted to talk about like a few movies that I saw recently that were good. Like Luca. Luca was really good.
Was it?
That was such a good movie. My mom loved
it. He said she really liked it.
I really liked it.
Did you guys watch Soul?
Which one?
Yes.
Soul? Was it? Should I watch it? I heard it was good.
Oh, it was really good too.
Yeah.
My parents watched it. They highly recommend it like every time.
I did not expect to like it as much as I did with both of these movies.
Me either. I surprisingly really liked Luca, and that was just because of how much like the kids cared for each other and they were like, this is my friend. And then like you find out that Antonio is just like sad.
Yeah. They definitely tackled like a few things. Just like Soul, they tackled like a lot of very heavy things, but I think they did them well.
They were tackling a lot of like mental illness situations, which was very nice. And I really liked seeing that. So
yeah. And also Raya and the Last Dragon was really good as well.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, can you see talking it? Can we just see it now, or do we still have to pay for it? Because I'm not gonna pay for it.
No, it's free now.
Oh yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So is Luca and Soul.
Yeah. Luca was free when it first came out, and I think same thing with Soul.
Yeah, those were the Pixar movies have been free. The Disney movies, you gotta wait, but
I keep rewatching Survivor, so I feel like I should probably just like watch something else now. So that's good.
Yeah. Why are you watching Survivor?
I'm training because eventually I'm going to win.
He says my goal.
I believe you. You can do it. Yeah.
That is my
100%.
You lose weight and you get to win money.
Fuck yeah, bro.
True.
What?
it's a free man's paradise.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny too. Wrath of Man with Jason Statham was also really good. I did not expect to like it as much as I did. It was such a good movie.
Do you think it tops as the Meg movie?
Which one?
Meg, the Megalodon.
Oh yeah. Because here's the thing: the Megalodon was supposed to be, you know, a bit of a comedy, a little bit, yeah. But the reason why I like Wrath of Man is because I've always liked the storytelling. And how this the producer Guy Ritchie has always
Guy Ritchie,
because you know he did the Sherlock Holmes movies, the one that had Jude Law and Robert Downey Jr. Those were amazing with the storytelling. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. that had I think Michael Fassbender and Harry Cavill. The Gentleman, Fassbender. The Gentleman, I love The Gentleman.
The Gentleman was really good. That was a good movie.
King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, those were fantastic. Like. You definitely see the way his storytelling is within those movies and the way he presents it in Wrath of Man in these small parts is definitely fantastic. You know, like the way he does his camera work, the way he presents how the character is and how in his quest for vengeance and all that.
It was a really good movie. Yeah, I did not expect to like it as much as I did, like I said.
And another movie I want to highlight is the one called Nobody. If you guys have heard of it or seen it.
Yeah, the John Wick style movie.
Yeah, it was, so here's the thing though. It was, you know, Bob Odenkirk, he was in Better Call Saul, another series. It has the writer from John Wick, and it had the movie director from Hardcore Henry.
Oh,
and,
really? The director of Hardcore Henry?
Yeah, I had him in there. And
that's cool.
Yeah, you know, and the movie is just fantastic about how you see this man who's just frustrated with his everyday life. You know, it when you see it, you think it's a variety of things, you know, like it's boring, maybe his wife makes more money than him, and that's not it. In reality, his character is just a violent character, and I mean, like, he's not like violent, like abusive or mean in any way. It's just that his character used to work for a secret part of the military, and he left bodies behind. So him transitioning from being this like assassin to a family man was hard for him. And there's a lot of things about it that I just
and now he has to go back. Yeah, I've seen the trailers. I haven't seen it yet.
Makes himself go back because he wanted to. And some secret part he always wanted to. It's not like John Wick where he was reluctant to it. It was the opposite of he wants to go back to it, but he doesn't want to smash his family life. And I just think it's fantastic because...
Yeah, it looked pretty good. I'll have to check it out soon. Okay, so since we talked about movies for a bit... we'll do the sponsors segment right now since we have...
Right. So, guys, have you heard of Raid Shadow Legends?
Raid Shadow Legends. Ellen DeGeneres is sponsored this episode today, guys. She said she's not a bad person. Please forgive her. All right. So our first sponsor, for legal reasons, she is not sponsoring us.
She's just terrible.
Yeah. All right. So our first sponsor is Bullstrap. If you guys like fine Italian leather, they've got what you're looking for. With a selection of wallets, phone cases, and even Apple Watch straps, this is the place to go for great products made with high quality at a fair price. If you go to their website and use the code LEOV10, you'll get 10% off your order at Bullstrap. And yeah, they're just fine leather products. I have a few. They're pretty good. I recommend them. And they look nice once they start like getting aged, you know. They get the like little like wear and tear. It looks really nice. And the next sponsor is FNX Fit. If you are someone you know is working on getting fit, like Jacob is, because he's going to go on Survivor.
Let's go.
And you want to be healthy and you're in search of supplements, make sure to check out FNX Fit, where they have a variety of options such as protein, CBD gummies, sleeping aids, and more. Remember to use the code LEOV15 and you will get 15% off your order. And our final sponsor is Skywear Threads. We're in a new decade and get new clothes. What I'm saying is get new workout clothes. So don't run into your jeans, you fucking weirdos. Look better while you feel better in a new set of workout clothes. Just get some supportive, comfortable workout clothes at skywearthreads.com. And remember to use the code LEOFEE15 and get 15% off your order. Thank you to the sponsors. We're going to move on to my favorite. Wallet, yeah, dude, they have some pretty cool ones. They're leather.
The most I spend is $10 on my wallet. That's as much as I'll do.
All right, and now moving on to my favorite topic of the evening, Zach Snyder. No, just kidding. Zach Efron. He looks like he got botched surgery. I don't know what it is, but his face looks messed up.
I can't wait to see until someone photoshops him with a this bluish, pale face and just with Squidward's body. He's handsome Squidward right here. No, that has to be a role. They have to adapt that into a musical, and Zac Efron is handsome Squidward.
Oh my god.
It kind of reminds me of The Weeknd. Like, you know, The Weeknd.
The Weeknd changed his face. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand why.
I don't know what's going on with him, man.
No.
I don't think it's real, personally.
No, well, there's a lot of pictures of him. Like, there's a lot of videos, and there's actually an interview, and he looks exactly like he does in those pictures. And people were saying that he was just inflamed because he had his wisdom teeth removed. Mm-hmm. But that was like 3 months after. I'm like, you really think his cheeks are going to be that inflamed 3 months after getting his wisdom teeth removed?
It'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to him getting a new role so I can finally like tell for sure.
But the thing is, he said he was taking a break from acting, so it might be a while. And by then, his face will probably be fine.
Jacob, what role do you want him to take? I'm interested in hearing that. Like, what do you want to see him in?
Oh, what role do I want to see him in? With that, I mean, we could do a live action SpongeBob.
I want him in the Paw Patrol movie, dude.
He could be Clifford. He could be Clifford. I don't remember. What if we get him in what's it called? Fast 9 and Baywatch remix.
Put him back in Baywatch. Baywatch 2, and he just comes out
Fast,
like that.
Too Furious to Baywatch.
Yeah, no, it's like a jet ski. It's like it's no cars anymore. Or they like drive the car on the water.
Oh my god, like they put skis on the actual car itself and they just, you know what we can endure? The water. Come on, family, let's go.
They just put like olive oil on it because it's hydrophobic.
You know, it's them taking a family vacation. It's a family vacation. It's a day watch all of a sudden. I'm like,
I know.
They run into the rock.
And then Seth Rogen comes up and he's like,
it's the Rock. Buy a hat? And he's like CGI where it's the Rock from Baywatch and it's the Rock.
You want to buy some of my weed that I make myself and my vases? Did you guys know that? Did you guys know that Seth Rogen makes his own weed and has his own like little his vases and he has like his own ceramic like pots for your weed and stuff like that?
They look pretty cool.
It's pretty interesting. If I did weed, I would definitely do that. I would definitely buy from him because I like him as a person. And I also think his stuff is pretty cool.
If I did the weed too, I would wait.
If I did the weed, I'd probably just be passing out.
If I did the weed, Leo, send me that link.
I will.
So you do the weed.
Well, that was the joke. I will. I'll send it to you later. Okay. So now, moving on from Zach's disgusting putrid face, we're going to move on to PS5. Why PS5?
No one can
why Sony? Why can I not buy it? I just want to give you $500. Please take my money. Let me get it.
They came out like before they even released pictures of it saying that they were going to have a small.
They came out in November, and you still can't buy them because they sell out immediately.
You know, here's the worst part for me is all the scalpers that somehow got them.
Yeah, that's why it's got ruined because it's the damn
scalpers. You sell them for twice the value. Like, why the fuck would you spend $1,000 on that's not even worth it, bro. It's terrible. It's just, it sucks. And I really want to get one, mainly for Demon's Souls Remake. But I'm actually thinking just about waiting for it because I feel like they're going to have the next generation out by 2022.
I mean, they'll have a slim or something. Yeah. Maybe
we're only, 6 months away from December? 6 months is going to go by fast. It really will be.
We're almost at the year mark. And
you guys see the new Battlefield?
No,
it looks pretty good. It looks pretty good.
New Battlefield, really?
Yeah, so yeah, if you go on Origin, I'm sorry if you have to go on Origin, but they're selling, I think it's like $5 for Battlefield 4 right now, and the server is actually like reinvigorated, like a lot of people.
Oh, Battlefield 4? Dude, Battlefield 4 was
lit. I've been playing a lot recently. I love
Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
Me and Travis used to play because no one played the game anymore, and we would like load into lobbies, and it would be like one or two people. And the funny thing is, me and Travis one time got put on different teams. So okay. I was with the other person, and he was on his own. And so I was just telling Travis, because we were on Discord, I was like, yo, he's over here. Go kill him. And then Travis would, like, find him and kill him.
Jesus Christ.
And I wasn't doing anything. I was just, like, telling him where his location was. And the dude got so pissed eventually. He just, like, left. I was like, damn, that's so funny.
That's a true homie, though. I thought you were going to like say that you teamed up against him.
I would do that. Just like completely troll.
No, we did. That's what I'm saying. We
No, like against him. Against your friend.
Oh, Travis.
Travis,
yeah.
No, yeah, no. It was funny because we were messing with the other dude.
Oh, God. I would troll Travis in that situation. I would tell Travis fake, like, just like.
Oh, he's over here and then plant a mine so he gets blown up.
So he gets blown up, yeah. It's like, oops, there's my mine.
Yeah. No, but it was pretty. It was cool though. Like we did it just the one time to be assholes, and it's funny because the dude eventually just like kamikazed himself into Travis and then dipped. He grabbed like a plane and just kamikazed into the building and then he just killed.
Quickly speaking of video games, I myself am a fan of the series called the Legend of Heroes: Trails of Cold Steel, and they recently on June 24th. Nihon Falcon had their 40th anniversary concert. It was like at 10 o'clock to 11 p.m. It's kind of at night, but that was okay because they showed the Falcon Sound Team JDK was amazing to watch. And so for people who are fans of the series, like Ease and Trails of Cold Steel, Trails of the Sky, you can go on their website and you can grab a lot of good merchandise for a certain percent off. Like they have them like 50% off or something like that. I couldn't grab the t-shirt. I was kind of pissed off about that. The t-shirt was only like $40. And I'm on the website and I'm trying to grab it and it already sold out. I didn't find out until like people on live chat were saying, oh, it's already gone. So I instead put $300 on my credit card just to grab the acrylic art they were selling just to have something. And I'm like, okay, well, it goes $300. As well nice. As those Oof. Of you are excited. They are now going to bring the Trails of Zero and Trails of Azure to the West. So you can wait till I think 2022 or 2023 is when they finally come out. Or you can go on a website called the Geofront where this team has dedicated to translating both the games.
Ooh.
And you can just grab their translation patch as well as the game from them and have it completely in English.
That's actually kind of cool.
It is pretty cool. They did a fantastic job. They actually announced on their Twitter, they actually have now a partnership with the American distributor of they're going to help them get the game out faster now,
mm-hmm.
which is great for them.
As well as that's
they
cool.
Also, yeah, they also announced Trails of Reverie, which is going to be the epilogue to Trails of Cold Steel 4, which is the newest Trails game, as well as another game called Trails of Nuta, which is a little bit older, and I think it was a... It's kind of like a cross of Ease and Trails of the Sky. So those of you who are fans, look forward to those. They are coming out within 2022, 2023. So good luck in waiting. I'll be waiting with you.
Nice. And very quickly, since we're already on the topic of video games, I didn't watch E3 this year, like any of them, but I do know that there's like two that I watched that I'm actually like really excited for. Well, I guess four. Ratchet and Clank, the new one, Drift Apart, looks really good. So I'm excited to get that when I finally am able to get a fucking PS5. Plague Tale, the new one. What?
How did Andy get a PS5?
Andy has a PS5?
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, didn't he work at Target though?
No, he's only worked for that medical like, delivery thing.
Oh, I have a friend that works for Walmart corporate. He got one.
Yo, okay, tell him to get me one, dog. Tell him I'll some pay him like 20 bucks extra.
I'm
actually lucky with the Sony Direct, unlike us who have to wait in line just to get online.
No, I know. Some people can get, we get in line like and then we just get fuck you. They're out. You really, know. I hate Best Buy because every time I try to like add it to my cart, it's like we need to go through a separate route, and then it does finally do it, and then it's like there are none available within 350 miles of your location. I was like, that's some bullshit.
350 miles.
Worst Buy, am I right?
It's more available through GameStop. But mainly through the bundles. So it's like, I do not want to pay $700 for the
bundle. I already, here's the thing.
That you're offering.
I know it's really dumb of me, but also it's kind of smart. I already bought, they announced that they had like the Midnight Black and the Crimson Red DualShocks. Yeah. I bought the red one. Dude, it's so fucking nice.
The red one
is so nice. Beautiful. And it's also just a beautiful color.
Yeah.
So I have no regrets. I love this remote. It works perfectly fine. I use it on my PC because I can't connect it to a PS4. So I just use it on my PC whenever I play games.
You can't connect a PS5 to the controller.
I mean, I get it. They want you to buy a PS5. Also, it kind of sucks. But you can use the PS4. You can use the PS5 controller on a PS3, though. It's weird.
Do you guys want PS5 because of the exclusives?
No.
PS5 for mainly reasons. Here's the thing. Like for me, they have Demon's Souls Remake on that. And I love Demon's Souls because I played it. It was before Dark Souls, and I had it on the PS3, and just seeing it on the PS5 is just, you know, it hits that nostalgia for me, and it looks beautiful on there. And it's
so you like, would so you would say you would like it for the exclusives?
I like it for the exclusives, but also, you know, here's the thing. You know, Leo, I'm a fan of Genshin Impact. It's better on the PS5 compared to the 4, you know? Because I was going to play on PC, but at the time, I didn't have my PC just yet. And they have it on the Epic Game Store, and I was thinking, oh, since you can link your PS5 or your PSN account to the Epic Game Store, maybe I can finally put that account on the PC, which makes me sad. I was really hoping I could. So now I just have to delete Genshin Impact off the PC and just continue with on the PS4. But if I can get a PS5, it'll definitely be better. As well as, you know what I like? You can upgrade some of the games you have on the PS4, just the PS5.
To PS5.
For like 10 bucks or just for free. Like,
I want it for like the higher frame rates and also like the aesthetic. I just really like the PS5, how it looks.
That's when I were playing Bloodborne, and he was on the PS5, and it was like, it's so much better, like 60 FPS, and I'm playing on 30, and it's just like, it's still a bit clunky, but it's still so much better.
Gotcha.
Anyways, Sony, make more PS5s. Get I don't know who you have to kill to get some more components, but get them so we can buy them.
You have to kill Leo. I'll do
it right now. Leo, kill me, please.
Everything ethically. Don't overmine. Please be.
Hey, don't be a scalper.
Don't be a scalper. That's the motto. Don't be a scalper, piece of shit. All right.
Absolutely.
Moving on to our final topic. Batman. He does not eat out, according to Warner Brothers executives. What do you guys think?
Hypocritical.
So is he just like, does he Postmate everything? Uber Eats?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, he uses Postmates, dude.
Does Robin go get everything? Robin go
does
down
he
on
demand
people?
Head.
Yeah.
Then
I think
he's a hypocrite.
Does. Yeah, yeah, I think he does. Well, because people have given him head, and then the execs were like, no, he would never do that. A superhero never does.
Like,
if he receives head, he has no room to talk about giving head.
Yeah, you have to reciprocate, my guy. Exactly. Batman, you are now you're now worse than Aquaman in my eyes.
You know, here's the weird thing about it is, of course, you have, okay, he doesn't eat out. But in the movies, of course, you see them have a relationship with Barbara Gordon, of course, turns sexual. As well as I remember in one of the comics, I don't remember how many years ago, there's one point that you actually see his dick, you know? And of course, being Batman and all, being, I guess, a very, you know, because of his resources and his training, he's very well toned, and of course, he's hung. So it's very hypocritical that they'll allow a comic for you to see his dick.
Yeah. But of course, they made Batman hung. They're like, no, Batman has to be hung because he's Batman.
But they won't allow. For a comment to be like, oh, he eats out. No, he's hung, but he won't eat out or something like that. It's like, what the fuck?
Why would the execs even like, who asked the question in the first place?
Well, no. Okay, so what happened is there was going to be a scene in Harley Quinn, the show on HBO Max.
It's hella funny.
It was going to be a scene with like Harley Quinn, and there was going to like, I don't know who he was going to go down on, but then like
the
company was like, yeah, Catwoman. And the company, the execs were like, no, he would never do that. A hero never does that. And so then they removed it from the show. But in the same time, like, they've done other things that are like on the same vein in the shows and movies. So it's just hypocritical of the execs themselves.
It really is. I mean, like, even if you think about, like, I will always love Ben Affleck Batman, not because it's good, because I just remember in, him versus Superman, whatever, that whole scene in the warehouse where he practically kills those people. He doesn't maim or stun them. They're dead. Like, they're just dead. You know it, you know?
Yeah, they're dead.
He's smashing them, grabbing their necks, tossing them out. For God's sakes, he causes a car crash that leads to the explosion. Oh, they're fucking dead. Forget it, man. No way in any fictional universe they're alive. No, they're just dead.
But anyway, they're just being hypocritical about it. I think maybe they just need to reevaluate or just don't say anything and let a fucking cartoon be a cartoon. Who's going to be like, yeah, well, Batman, I find it very offensive that Batman went down on Catwoman. I would never, Batman, not Batman. I mean, that's just how I imagine someone would complain about that sounds. whatever.
Superman could beat Goku.
Superman could beat Goku. No, he can't. Goku would kill Superman.
Like, there's so many different Batmans too. I feel like they can't just like do an overall Batman. Like, it's like, I feel like the Frank Miller Batman like would do anything.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
Frank
you're right.
Batman is amazing, dude.
Yeah, like he would. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we've reached the end of our episode. So I wanted for the last one, since we haven't done an episode in like 6 months. I want to just go around and like give us our personal updates of like what you guys have been doing with your lives and etc. So who wants to go first?
Actually, I got a quick question for Chris there. Why don't you post more on your OnlyFans? I only got like one thing. Come on.
Come on.
Bro. I got super depressed these past couple of months because I was working at a vet and I was dealing with a lot of like euthanasias and stuff.
Oh my God.
So,
can we talk about that for a second? I always wanted to be a vet when I was a kid, and then the fact that like that has a thing that happens completely changed my perspective on it.
Here's the thing. I kind of want to,
because when I first told Leo about the whole euthanasia thing, he's like, "Oh, okay," and I was like, "Yeah," and I had to put the dead body in the freezer, and I dropped one of the dogs in accident, and it was already frozen from overnight because he had died from smoke inhalation the night before. Oof. So basically, if it was like a 50-pound dog or probably 70, but this dog was just really big, and I tried to put him in the fridge myself, and I ended up dropping him. Like, it was only like a foot off the floor, but still, like, it just hurt so bad, and I felt bad. So I got very depressed after that. So it was very.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Peter? it. This is not the time, you horny fuck. This is why in the group chat his name is Pussy Deprived Pete. Boy, you are down bad.
Guys, I haven't even noticed.
Anyone who like got a dog or like a pet for COVID, please hang on to it. And if you're thinking about it.
This is a topic I actually really want to avoid talking because I feel like I would get really mean. I did hear about the people returning their pets because it's a moral responsibility. And to me, when I read about that, I just felt like whoever does that is the biggest piece of shit ever. Like, you're returning your pet because it's more than you could chew off. Fuck you.
How have we not realized this sooner? Since, like,
you need to commit.
We should have learned from Christmas presents and stuff like that. Like, people give dogs as Christmas presents all the time, and then there's this surge of dogs getting returned.
Yeah,
and,
getting returned.
I will always hate the fact that people, I want to get a puppy, or I want to get a little kitty. It's like, no, adopt, please. Get an older pet, and please take care of it.
Yeah, there are tons take care of it, and that way your kids learn the responsibility. And then eventually you can get them a new one.
My cats, when we got them, of course they weren't old, you know. I wasn't there to choose, but we got them at 6 months, and that's fine by me, you know. And I just, of course, will care for them and everything. But I would always see these older pets. I'm like, I wish I could grab this 7 years old or this 10-year-old one. I really wish I could. Because it's just like, I really want to get them, but I can only have two at a time.
If you can't take care of a dog too, please don't have a kid.
Yeah, exactly. It goes both ways. If you can't have a kid, don't have a dog. If you can't have a dog, don't have a kid. You're a piece of shit.
Honestly, when I read about that, it got me. This is the one thing that would actually trigger me. I will go off on a rant and I will insult every one of those people with the worst things possible.
Okay.
If you are getting rid of your first child in order to make room or because you're having a second child, like, that just doesn't make sense.
No. In fact, I say if you're going to have a kid, but you have to get rid of your pet, get rid of the kid first. It's going to be a whole lot cheaper.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck them kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris, continue just talking about yourself.
But I have recently quit and I am now an accountant, or not an accountant, actually. I'm in the FSA at Sierra Central with Leo Nardo.
Yeah. I referred her because they were asking me, like, hey, because one of my coworkers, my favorite coworker, Kristen, she quit, which is unfortunate, but it's fine. And so they're like, do you know anyone? And I was like, I think Chris was looking for a job. And they're like, cool. So yeah, Chris will be working with me now.
Yeah.
And she starts on Monday. So congratulations on the new job.
I don't start on Monday.
You start on the first of July.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not Monday?
The 1st of July is not Monday.
Well, shit, I don't know, man. What do you want me?
Yeah.
What do you want me to know? I don't know dates. Fuck you. This is America.
Yeah, who is the calendar man?
I'll have more time. I'll be less depressed. And I will be posting on my OnlyFans again. So.
And also, now we will have like a concurrent schedule. That way, it opens up possibility for us doing the episodes more frequently for you guys.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, this is fun. I miss doing this.
Me too.
Yeah, and then okay, so I think thank you, Chris, for updating us with your stuff. Jacob,
yes, sir.
Go ahead. What's up with you? You said you got a new job and stuff. What's your life updates?
Yeah, got a new job. I graduated fall last year. Was job hunting for like 4 months. Finally got one. Basically a finance bro now in SF at golf.
Oh yeah,
nice dude.
Yeah, gave up on acting. That's pretty
cool. Mm-hmm. Now I know you gave up on acting. But okay.
Besides Survivor.
Yeah, of course. But let's say in the future I had a project for you. Would you come back?
Probably not. No.
No?
No. It's just I wasn't very good at it. I tried.
I think you were good at it, man. I think you did a good job. I just think they didn't find your true talent. They didn't utilize you.
No, if I were to go back and do something, I would definitely do something more like musical wise, like theater and stuff like that. So maybe when I retire, I could try and do like community college theater or something just for fun. But gotcha. Definitely.
Okay.
Just choosing careers now.
So what about two scenarios that I present to you?
Yes.
What about voiceover, voice work?
Yeah, do voice work, dude. Be in an anime or something.
That could be fun. Yeah, it depends on the schedule. Because, like, that one's a lot more, like, you could do it on weekends and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely could see you doing voiceover work.
Yeah. Because I think you have a cool voice. I think you could do it.
Comedies, in my opinion, are always the best.
Yeah. I think you'd be pretty good at it.
And secondly, let's say, because I know you like musicals, I also really like musicals, and I've always wanted to write one. Mm-hmm. If I were to make one, would you consider it?
I mean, sure, I'd consider it, but I don't think that you would want me, because I only sing in the car for a reason.
So you got it's one like of those in the shower voices, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. If I'm listening to music, I can somewhat match the pitch, but without like someone singing
now,
the song along.
What
with
if we
me?
Were to Milli Vanilli it, where you just lip sync?
Oh, no, yeah. I don't even know if I could do that, honestly, but we could try if you want to try.
Practice.
Just have someone qualified as a backup, please.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Anything else? You got a new job, you graduated college. That's some pretty big achievements right there.
Yeah, yeah, excited. I started work with it. It's basically like college all over again. We had a Zoom room with 8 other new analysts, and we were supposed to like come up with like a team name, and it was just silent for the entire breakout room. And I was like, guys, we're literally getting paid to talk. Like, what are you doing?
That's hilarious.
So, yeah. It doesn't seem like a big step right now, but hopefully.
You had your cameras off. It was just a blank screen full of nobody saying nothing.
Yeah, well, so I was the only one with the camera off because I'm not supposed to use Zoom on my like virtual desktop interface, and I didn't know that. So everyone else had their cameras on, but they're just seeing my like acting headshot because I don't have any professional pictures, and I can't see any of their pictures. They can't or any of their video. They can't see mine, and I was just like, wow.
That's
so you guys were sitting here in silence with video on.
Man, it's like you're back in college.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was fun.
Okay. What about you, Peter? I remember you said you were getting a new job too. You were looking to get a new job.
Yeah, so I'm trying to do the thing like Dennis, you know, be a correctional officer. I was going fine through all those steps. The only thing that bumps me out is through pre-medical employment, they want me to wait till December to continue on because, you know, my eyesight's not the best. I have like basically 2400 vision in my eyes. And that is not made it to standards. Their standards is at least 2160. So I had to get contact lens, and I was okay with that. You know, I love wearing them. And then I had to sign a form saying, okay, if I get the job, I will comply with wearing them. I'm fine with that too. It's just the fact they want me to wait 6 months to get used to wearing them. I mean, I'm used to wearing them within 2 weeks already. I mean, I've had them for more than a little bit over a month, so I'm fine with them right now. So that sucks that they want me to wait. I did contact my background officer. Maybe he could do something. If not, then I might do what Lucas is doing. Lucas right now has got a job to be, you know, when you see those, what is it? When those trucks, they're out, they close the streets for a little bit to trim the bushes around the electric lines, and they have the traffic control. My brother got a job doing that for $22 an hour.
Chris, he's going to go work at Mountain F Enterprise.
Yeah,
that's where his brother works.
Yeah,
I wouldn't recommend it. I worked there for a month and a half, and I fucking hated it. But if you want to do that, that's fine with me.
It's $22 an hour right now, and I'm making
$13. It's not a good. It's just the boss, like the owner of the company, is a piece of shit.
Really?
We'll gladly say that to his face.
And he said he was pretty cool.
No, that's because he's met him on a good day.
I just say you better expect to work your ass off and get very little recognition for what you do.
I guess.
Not
I mean,
to mention the fact
know,
that this guy will literally send you home for nothing. Like if he's just in a bad mood, he just sends people home.
Is that the guy you told me about that you were like?
What? Yes, that's him. Yeah, that's them.
That was him. Wow.
That was him.
Yep. I need something better though. I mean, $22 an hour. That sounds pretty good to me. I'm used to waking up early, like at 5 a.m. and just staying up already.
All right. So it looks like Jake has to go. And thank you for coming on, dude. It's been a while, but hopefully we can hang out sometime soon. Thank you for coming. If you want to go ahead and say your farewells, we'll
Sorry, I got to go early.
That's fine.
I'm older than my parents while I'm waiting to find an apartment in SF, and they're calling me up to watch a Liam Neeson movie. So,
which one?
I have no idea. It's an ongoing joke that whenever I'm here, we watch a Liam Neeson movie.
So the new one, if it's like the Marksman, tell us how good it is. I kind of want to see.
I think it is the Marksman. Yeah.
Okay, I did hear.
All right, I will let you guys know the next one, and
we'll see Marksman review on the next episode.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. It was good talking to you guys. Bud. It's glad to have this time.
See ya.
Take care.
Bye. But yeah, I mean, we're almost done anyway, so that's perfectly fine. I think my personal updates, just like you guys, I got a new job too. So we're all looking for new jobs in this shitty economy because it sucks.
You got a new job?
Well, because the last time we made an update, I didn't have a job. Because it was in December.
Oh yeah.
So this is a new job. I started in on the 16th of April. Nice. So it's been pretty good so far. I have no complaints, like, other than the fact that Kristen left me that skank. No, I'm just kidding. I love her. and she went to work back at Wells Fargo. She used to work at Wells Fargo. That's where I ran back into her because she went to high school with us. And I ran into her one day when they sent me down to the Cameron Park branch. So I ran into her there and I was like, oh, cool. And then so like when I went over here, I was like, oh, there she is. And so we like became pretty good friends for like the 3 months that I've been there. But she left. So you know what? It's good for her. It was like she wanted less time or less hours, but more pay. And they were able to do that.
Yeah.
So I wish her well. And now I have Chris to replace her, but not really replace her. Just kind of like substitute.
Yeah.
And annoy.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. We have so much to talk about at work now.
Yes.
And I have a new job, guys. We've been very busy. So sorry about not uploading in a while. I actually noticed that we had like a surge of like listeners at one point, like late May. We just like kind of went up a little bit and I was like getting worried. I'm like, dude, we haven't put it out in so long. People don't even care anymore. And then we had that like bump and I was like, you know, kind of restored my faith that people actually care about this podcast.
Yeah. We should at least do this maybe bi-weekly if we can.
I think, well, that's what it was. It was bi-weekly, you know, because we were able to do that before with our schedules, and now everyone just has like hectic, weird schedules now, and it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I'm basically done with college at this point. I'm just tired of it, so I'll just be working all the time, so I'll be free after work.
Meanwhile, I'm going back to college. I do work late
because of where I...
Are you really?
Yeah.
But have fun with that. I couldn't do it anymore. Like, I took a semester off, tried to go back, barely passed my classes. And I'm like, and now I'm just like, I'm done.
Yeah. I just want to get my accounting degree and just be over.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. See, that's why I got my GED and, like, I'd finished. I'm done. I got my fucking arts and history major, too, and I'm like, I'm done.
Where are you
like? It's over. At Folsom.
Oh, okay. Folsom's good. I enjoyed my time at Folsom.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah. I wish I was still younger. And I know we're not old, but I just wish I was younger, like, back in high school.
Right now. I feel
God
like,
damn.
If I could talk to you about depresso mode right now, but I'm not going to.
we'll have an episode one day called depresso mode, and we'll just all be sad. Speaking of, I think I have a good story for closing out. So me and Kristen have very similar tastes in music. And at work, we have a play – well, we have – a playlist there for like music and we can all add to it on Spotify.
Yeah.
And so she had like some of her, as the manager would call it, slit your wrist music. She's like, you guys have a lot of slit your wrist music on there. I was like, yep, I'm depresso 24/7.
I'm like, yep. And I've done it a couple times.
Yeah. And so what I did was I was like, I added a couple songs. I literally only added 7 songs to the playlist. And they've played before, but I don't think she ever listened to it. And the other day she was printing some papers next to me in the back, like next to the speaker, which, by the way, sounds like shit because it's blown out. So it's just like. but she was close enough. She was listening to it. And then while I was like doing whatever I was doing, she was like, is this song yours or Kristen's? Which, by the way, Kristen's gone now. So she was like, is this song yours or Kristen's? I was like, it's mine. She's like, dear Lord. I was like, what? She's like, this is depressing as hell. And I was like, I like sad music. It makes me feel not as bad for some reason. And I don't know why. And she was like, this is really a depressing song.
Who's the one that talks about
it? It was the equestrian lady.
The equestrian lady?
Yes.
Please tell me she has a bunch of figurines by her desk or something.
No, she just has a lot of pictures of her dogs.
This is going to be very interesting because
it's going to be interesting.
A lot of emo music.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, she was like, "This is really depressing." And then later on, she brought it up again. She was like, "Leo, that song you played earlier was really sad. Are you okay?" And I was like, "Nope," but we move on anyway.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm gonna have to control my mouth so much around here.
The song is called Heart Sometimes by Rule. If anyone wants to listen to it, I highly recommend it. Spotify the other day was like, "Hey, you like to listen to Heart Sometimes by Rule a lot at night." And I was like, "How dare you? How dare you call me out on this?"
That is not my fault.
Which is also funny because my number one song of last year that I listened to 204 times was "Last Night I Accepted Death with Open Arms" by Josh.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yep. Oh, that was the name of the song.
Love it.
Which, by the way, Josh A., Jake Hill, and Rule are amazing artists, so I highly recommend them. They're not too mainstream either, so if you want to be like a hipster about it, there you go. All right, guys, I think we've concluded another episode, another great day. Go ahead and sign off, guys. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, guys. It was awesome being with you. Once again, I'm sorry I made Chris depressed, so we're hanging out, treat you to a beer. But once again, I'm curious about that Francis guy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god! I got many friends.
I got one from Tyler.
Discount.
I got many friends in low places, my guy.
Tyler's giving me one, you know.
All right. Okay. So yeah, go sub to Chris's OnlyFans.
It's OnlyFans.com/
Thick Chris.
Thick Chris.
I think so. ThickChris.com. Yes, or maybe not.com. I don't know. It's OnlyFans. Go OnlyFans.
Just search my name on there.
Yeah. And then you can find Peter on Twitter, right? You have a Twitter?
Yeah. I mainly use it for video game news and PS5 updates.
And thirst traps. All right. And don't forget to follow the FNF podcast on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook page. We have an Facebook page. And if you want to follow my personal, go ahead and check them out. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.